Okay, today's discussion is going to be based on actually tomorrow's daf, Arachin daf Lamed Beis, as we have two blot left to the Masechta. Tomorrow we get into a sugya that really relates to the entire past couple of sugyas as we speak about geula of Batei Arechoma and the Gula of Sados and Ste Achuza and Ste Mikne and all the different halachas learned out at the end of Sefer Vayikra and Parashat Bechukosai. The Gemara and Daflam and Beis and Beis in Maseches Arachin brings up a sugya that comes up in Megillah and comes up in Maseches Shvuos, a Machlokas Tanoim, which is also a Machlokas Amoraim, which is also a Machlokas Rishonim. It goes throughout the ages, but the issue we're going to focus on tonight is one specific issue. This is a very large topic with many different permutations and elements to talk about. We'll talk about some of them tomorrow. Tomorrow during the daf, we'll talk about some of the Halacha L'maisa elements, but in terms of the Kedusha of Har HaBayis, but today we'll just talk about some of the lumdis behind the Shita of the Rambam. But the Gemara talks about Daflam Beis Mabez, let's just mention the Machlokas. Tanya, the Gemara says about 12 lines down on Laflam Beis Mabez. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi, Lama Manu Chachamim Es Elu. Why did the Chachamim list these? What are these? The Mishnah previously just listed the cities that had a wall around it in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. It was still Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag of Purim, so also we could talk about this too. Why were these listed? Shekesha Olu B'nei HaGola Matsu Elu V'Kidshim. When the B'nei HaGola came up during the time of Bayesheni, they came up and re-sanctified these cities, meaning they lost their Kedusha. Aval Rishonos Batlu. But the other ones that they didn't re-sanctify besides these did not achieve their special status. Misha Batlu Kedusha Zaharetz Kasavar. So we see Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi holds Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asalavo. The first Kedusha when Yeshua Ben Nun went in, and a couple hundred years later when the B'nai Yisrael were exiled after Churban Bayis Rishon, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was lost. It was not Kadosh anymore for Mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz, for other elements, for Shemitah, for Yovel, for all intents and purposes, the Kedusha was lost. Was it still the Eretz HaNevcheres? Yes. It was the Eretz HaNevcheres when Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world from the Evan HaShasiyah. The Gemara says in Tainis, all the Hashgacha in the world goes first to Eretz Yisrael and then radiates out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives rain to Eretz Yisrael and gives Parnasa to Eretz Yisrael and then radiates out. So that never changes because that's on a Hashgafic and a deep connection level from Briyas HaOlam. But this is talking about on a halachic level. The Kedusha left when B'nai Yisrael went into Galus. That is the first sheet of the Gemara. Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Ashaita, Velo Kitchel Asalavo. It was Kadosh for its moment, but not for the future. And the Gemara says that there is another opinion. Veramini, it's actually the same exact Tana, and that's what the Gemara has to end up saying, that it's really Machlokas of later Tana and what the earlier Tana said. But either way, it's another Shita. The Gemara says, Veramini, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi, V'chi Elu Bilvad Hayu, V'lo Kfar Nemar, Shishim Ir, Kol Chevel Argov, Kol Leila, Arm B'tsuros. There were many walled cities. So why does the Mishnah list off just a few of them? When the B'nai HaGola came up, they found these and sanctified them. The Gemara says, Kidshum? But this opinion, as we'll see in the second hole, is that they didn't have to sanctify them. They never lost their Kedusha. Elamanum. They counted them. They noted them, but they didn't have to re-sanctify them. All the cities that you have a Mesorah in your hand, Me'avosecha, Shemu Kefes Chomei Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, Kol Mitzvos Halalo Nohegespa Mipnei SheKedusha Rishona, Kidusha L'Shaita, VeKidusha L'Asilavo. The Kedusha that kicked in when Yeshua Ben Nun went in with all of Am Yisrael, that stays forever, even when B'nai Yisrael were not there, the Kedusha still stays. The first opinion says no, that it left. So the Machlokas Tanoim here, is there a connection between the presence of Am Yisrael and the Kedusha of the land, which itself is a very important Hashkafic point, that the Kedusha of the land is connected to the presence of Jews. If the Jews aren't here, then the Kedusha is lost. There's a halachic element, not just on a Hashkafic level. On a halachic level, there's an importance and there's a significance to Am Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael. And we know there are many halachas that apply, Yovel and Daraisa and Rov Am Yisrael there. But anyway, this is the Machlokas Tanoim, whether Kitcher Rishon, Kitcher L'Shaita, V'le Kitcher L'Asalavo, or Lo Kitcher L'Asalavo, and it is a Machlokas Amoraim, and Rishon and V'chulu. So what we're going to do tonight is just to focus on one Shita. And that is the Sheet of the Rambam. Well-known Sheet of the Rambam for many aspects of it, but let's read it first. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Says the Rambam in Perek Vav. On top. Ubamen is Katsha. Bekedusha Rishona. Shekisha Shlomo. Sheukidesh Ha'azara. Ve'Yerushalayim L'Shaita. Ve'Kidesh Osan La'asid Lavo. Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh Yerushalayim and the Azara forevermore. That is not what we're focusing on, but we're going to mention it because it's going to relate to us. What we just did in the Gemara has to do with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, whether Kishol HaShaita V'Kishol HaSolva or not. The Rambam here is talking about that, but also, first what the Rambam is talking about is the Kedusha of Mikdash, the Kedusha of the surrounding Yerushalayim that emanates from the Mikdash. The Rambam in various places, I didn't give it to you, but the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah and in various places in Tzroim, the Rambam has a view that all of Yerushalayim is really an expansion of Mikdash. The beginning of the first Mishnah, the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, where it talks about Yolada Bo Shofar, but Mikdash of Loba Medina. The Rambam says Mikdash there means Yerushalayim. Against Rashi. But the Rambam has Yerushalayim as an expansion of Mikdash. But that's what the Rambam here says. When Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh Yerushalayim and Mikdash, that was Kiddush L'Asid Lavo. Lefichach, says the Rambam, Makriven HaKarbanos Kulan Afal B'Shein Sham Bayis Banui. We're allowed to theoretically give Karbanos, even though we don't have a base of Mikdash. This is a huge topic. Why? Let's say tomorrow is an unbelievable nace, and the Arabs realize that Yerushalayim is not their most holy site, and they all move to Mecca. And then we're left, and we can do whatever we want. We can build a Mizbeach, we can do whatever we want. So we can't do whatever we want, because we don't have a Paraduma. But, theoretically, without the Tumantara a problem, could we be Makav Karbanos? So, we're not going to get to this topic. That's hopefully we'll have an Ian Shear about that. But there are issues of Big Dick Kahuna. There are issues of knowing exactly where the Mizbeach is supposed to be. There are other issues as well that one has to be wary of. But says the Rambam, theoretically, regarding the Kedusha element, is Kadosh Bizman Azeh. V'yochlin Kachi Kachim B'cholo Azara. V'yafo B'shei Chareva. And one can eat Kachi Kachim in the entire Azara, even though it's desolate. Ve'in mukefas b'mechitza, and there are no walls up. Ve'ochlim kachi kal ma'aser sheni b'chol Yerushalayim. Avobi she'ishav choma, even if there's no wall there, you're allowed to eat kachi kalim and ma'aser sheni. Shekedusha harishona kitzel ashaita v'kitzel asilavo. So the Rambam says the kedusha of Yerushalayim is eternal, going back from Shlomo HaMelech. So now the Rambam says, but v'lama ani omer b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim shekedusha rishona kedushas alasel lavo u'bekedusha shar Eretz Yisrael, which I mentioned earlier in Sefer Zra'im. The Rambam doesn't repeat it, but there in Sefer Zra'im regarding Trumas and Maestros, he paskins like the opinion in our Gemara, tomorrow's daf, kedusha rishona lo kedusha alasel lavo. So the Rambam has a distinction. Kedushas Yerushalayim and Mikdash is Kiddush L'Asalavo, and Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kiddush L'Asalavo, and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not. What's the distinction for? Says the Rambam, Lefi, She Kedushas HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim Mipnei HaShchina, V'Shchina Eina Betela. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which is an outgrowth of Beis HaMikdash, which is an outgrowth of Kodesh Kadashim, is because of the Shechina. The root Kedusha of Yerushalayim is the Shechina. And once the Shechina rested and resided in a place, L'shichno Sidrashu Avasa Shama, it never leaves. And the Makom is permanently affected, unlike when Hashem rested His presence on Har Sinai. Last week's Parsha and this week's Parsha, the two versions of Maim at Har Sinai. Right, the Har Sinai, right after Hashem left, we could go on top of the mountain and build my house there. Do whatever I want there. Why? Because that Kedusha is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'imshoch hayov al hemu yalu v'har." Right, that Kedusha is temporary inherently. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, in Yerushalayim, once I rest my presence there, finished. No more Kedusha, no more, this place will never be Hedyot anymore, and the Isser Bamos will continue forever. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested His presence. V'harehu omer v'ashimosi es mikdashechem. Even though it is desolate, it is Bikdusha. So when it comes to the Kedusha of the Mikdash Yerushalayim, that's based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu residing His presence there. But what about the rest of Eretz Yisrael? It's totally on the kibush. It's totally on the conquest of Yoshua ben Nun, 7 years, Sheva Shekivshu, those 7 years, that was the Mekadesh. That's what sanctified the land. V'kivan shenilkecha ha'aretz mi'ideihem, batal kibush. Once they conquered, they almost sanctified the land. Once they were conquered, and they were sent into exile, then the Kedusha itself is unraveled, and it's not Kadosh anymore. V'niftra v'natar v'namaisuzum v'nashviyas, shari eina eretz Yisrael. Wow. It loses its status of Eretz Yisrael. Halachically, not obviously like we said, Eretz HaNefcheres, but Eretz Yisrael in terms of the mitzvos, so it loses that status. But continues the Rambam, V'kivan sha'ala Ezra v'kidsha, but once Ezra came up and sanctified it, Ba'isheni, lo kidsha b'kibush ela b'chazaka she'echzikuba. That was not a conquest. That was chazaka, that was settlement. And that, says the Rambam, is forever. Lefichach, kamakom shechziku bo ole bavel, all those places that the ole bavel during Ba'isheni were machzik and settled, v'nis kadesh b'kdushas Ezra Hashnia, hari hu mekudash hayom. That has kedusha today, v'af alpi shenilkecha ha'aretz mimenu, v'chai b'shvias u'b'maisros al haderech shebi'anu b'hilchos shruma. This is our focus of tonight. This last point of the Rambam. The Rambam is machalik between Kedushas Yerushalayim and Migdash and Kedushas of Shar Eretz Yisrael, but then he's machalik even within Shar Eretz Yisrael between Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia. The Rambam passes like the opinion of Kedusha Rishona lo kishal asalavo, but Kedusha Shnia was kishal asalavo. The question is why? So the Rambam has his famous formulation, kibush versus chazaka. Yeshua's sanctification was through conquest. Conquest can get unraveled, and you lose it. You were nechbash, so no more kedusha. Chazaka, settlement, that's forever. And the big question is, what's the difference? They're both actions that are done on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and we do something, and we lose it. We conquered, we won, and we lost. We settled, and we were unsettled. What's the difference? The Kesef Mishnah asks this question and does not give an answer. Says the Kesef Mishnah right here. Eini yodeya, makoa chazaka gadol mikoa kibush. What's the difference? In both cases, we were then thrown out. V'lama lo noma b'chazaka gamkein. Why don't we also say b'chazaka? Misha nilkecha ha'aretz miyadeinu b'la chazaka. When the land was taken, there's no b'chazaka. Just like there's no more kibush, there's no b'chazaka. Number one. Vesu asked the Kesef Mishnah, Barishona, Shediskadsha Bekibush, Vechilohaya Sham Chazaka. What about the first one? We conquested and then we settled there. We had Shevashekivshu and then Shevashechilku. Right? We had 7 years and 7 years. Atomia Difa Chazaka below Kibush, Me Chazaka im Kibush? Is it better to have Chazaka without conquest? That's sanctity that lasts forever? Well, more than Chazaka with conquest? So it's a great leading question. The answer has to be yes. But you have to explain why that is. Fitzarech li iyun. Kesef Mishnah doesn't answer it. He leaves it up to the next 500 years of commentaries to come up with an answer to the Kesef Mishnah's kasha. What's the chiluk of the Rambam between kibush and chazaka? Okay, that is the discussion for tonight. Again, we could talk about Yerushalayim versus Eretz Yisrael. We could talk about Lamaisa walking on Har HaBayis Bezman Hazeh, which, by the way, just to point out, this is the Ravid, the oft-quoted Ravid is on the previous page, where the Rambam says here, this is the Rambam's own Svara, but the last few words of the Ravid have brought up much controversy. First, the Ravid says, where it's underlined, see the last two lines? Kach nigle misod Hashem lireyav. First, that part of the Ravid. The Ravid says this was all a vision that he had. Everything that he said here, I'll go to the Rambam without getting into the exact details, but then he says, Lefichach, Hanichnas Ata Sham, anybody who walks on Har HaBayis Bezman Hazeh, Ein Bo Kares. Even more, right, not just Har HaBayis, or more, right. If you walk on Kodesh Kodashim, the Ravid holds, Ein Bo Kares. There's no Kares Bezman Hazeh. So it doesn't mean it's mutter, exactly. So some say that this Ravid says it's mutter. Why do they do that? Maybe not only because of the Ravid. There's an unbelievable Me'iri in Shavuos Tezayin. I didn't give it to you, but this is because we're focusing on Lumnus tonight, but I can't not mention this. The Me'iri in Shavuos Tezayin quotes that he heard. Remember the Me'iri and the Ravid, I don't think I ever made it to Eretz Yisrael. They were in southern France, they were in Provence, and the Me'iri quotes that there was some, if you can find it quickly, that he heard those that walk on Har HaBayis Bezman Hazeh. So walking our bias, he heard that there was some. So you put that together with this raven of ein bokaris. Maybe the raven means it's mutter. Much pashas is he would say it's mutter if he means mutter. He wouldn't just say ein bokaris. But that is the. Here it is. This is on Tezayin Amon Aleph. V'gdolei mafarshim kasvu bahagoseihem. This is the raven he's quoting. Gdolei mafarshim. That's his nickname for the raven. It's on page Lamed Dalet. Sha'af v'kedusha shnia lo nemra ela l'shar eretz Yisrael. Avo Yerushalayim u'mikdash yodea haya Ezra sha'asitin lehishtanos u'lehiskadish b'kvod olami v'hanichnas achshav l'sham ein bokaris. Quotes the raven. But then the next line. V'haminag pashut likanish sham. Lefimasha shamanu.
Well, he's also basing it on the Rambam.
Right, he went to never there.
He's basing it. There's a tshuva of the Rambam.
Right, well,
but the Rambam, it's obvious. Okay, the Rambam sheet is that you couldn't go into the Kodesh Kodesh. So right. The Rambam had to be on Harabayas only.
Right, at most.
At most.
At most.
But he could be quoting that also.
Okay, but he's not. He's not. Nobody says it. You look at Mishnah Torah, and it's not.
But the Rambam has.
Right. Okay. We're not getting. I just wanted to mention this. It's fine. Tomorrow we'll talk about it more in the daf. But anyway, so that is the Mi. You can look at it, the Miri and Shuas Tezayin along with this Rive. Anyway, getting back to our topic, and that is Kibush versus Chazaka. So what we're going to have is three approaches. We're going to have three approaches of the Mefarshim in the Rambam, Halachic Lamdas approaches, and then two Hashkafic Agadic approaches. So. First, the Lamdas. Start off with the Tosas Yantif. Tosas Yantif in Maseches Idios, where this is quoted as well in a Mishnah in the 8th Perek. So Tosas Yantif says, where it's underlined, V'nir li l'taritz. This Svir Le, he just quoted the Rambam. And then he quoted the Kesef Mishnah. V'nir li l'taritz is Svir Le. D'kibush nachrim asa umevatel kibush Yisrael. A conquest of non-Jews could conquer... overcome a conquest of Jews. Kibush beats kibush. And that's why the first Kedusha was lost. Mashe Enkein, b'chazaka. What's the difference with chazaka? We were given permission. Shehechziku miyan melech pras. Shenasan lehem rishayon hachzikba. Once the Persian ruler gave us permission, lo asa kibush umavata lechazaka shahayim midas hanosein. It's a stronger... way of settling. Chazaka, what does it mean, chazaka? Yes, kibush also had chazaka, like the Ravid says. Like the Kesef Mishnah said. But if it started off as kibush, that was without das hanosein. That was without rishayon, without authority of anybody around. So what's, it didn't have authority, so then when it's taken from us without authority, so that ruins what we did. But if it was given to us, it was given to us by the previous owner, so this is ours. This is chazaka.
Chazaka here is not like chazaka on land.
Right, it's not cheskas gimel shonim. This is chazaka right away. Chazaka right away would work. And the Tosfos Yantif says ve'ein lo Hashem inisias Hashem yisparach. What's the difference though from Hashem's point of view? Hashem gave it to us both times. We have to worry about the non-Jewish, the Canaanim, giving us permission. So what's the difference? Ve'ein lo Hashem inisias Hashem yisparach shenitno li Yisrael barishona. Sheyesh lahashiv, kshekamosha Hashem yisbarach nasan li Yisrael haaretz, kach nibu neviyav, sheyalu amachrivim v'yitlu mehem. No, but there were nevuas about Nebuchadnezzar. So that was also Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chei nibu al Koresh melech parashi yachziro, and there were nevuas about Koresh giving it back. Aval al lekichas ha'uma azos miyadeinu, lamatzinu ba nevuah beferish. There was never a nevuah about Titus. There were only nevuas about Nebuchadnezzar. We took it. You want to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us the first time too, but he also took it away from us, because just like that we went in, but Nebuchadnezzar took it away. It was already foreseen by the Nevi'im. Lefichach shelo kedin atlu miyadenu v'yen kaken igzelus kenir l'liyashe derei haramba. Again, at root, the Tosfos Yantif, the answer is, Kibush versus Chazaka means with authority or without authority. Did we have Rishus to go in? If we had Rishus to go in, then that lasts. Even if it's conquered away from us, they take it away from us, but that doesn't ruin that we're the real owners of this land. So according to, and therefore, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Lo Kitcha Lasalavo, Shnia Kitcha, because you don't need the specific presence of the Jewish people, but you need the bailus of the Jewish people. And once we had Bailus the second time with authority from the Umos HaOlam, from Persia, that can never be taken away from us. Because they still, now it's considered Gzela. Nebuchadnezzar is not considered Gzela. Because that was already told over. This was going to happen. Mashiach came when it comes to Titus, and the second one, it was not told over, and therefore it was not allowed, and it's not recognized in halacha, and that kedusha lasts. Okay, says the okay. Let's continue. Says the one other mashal related to this. There's another example what we find in halacha that the fact that the Umos HaOlam gave permission and gave authority over that might affect the halacha. Again, it's a important letter, so I have it here, but it's on page 4. You have it for a letter from Rav Meir Simcha, a letter from the Meshech Chachma. No, there's a famous gemara at the end of Maseches Ksubis called the Shalosh Shvuos gemara. Called the Shalosh Shvuos gemara, that the there were three shvuas that were taken at some time in history. Okay, sorry for that interruption. Anyway, back to our issue. There is another example in halacha where we see that this permission from the Umos HaOlam has an effect. So the Gemara at the end of Maseches Ksubis mentions the Shalosh Shvuos, which the Satmar Rebbe Vayoel Moshe focuses on that Gemara. He has Bayimer Shalosh Shvuos, a whole article where he talks about the Isser in his mind of going to Eretz Yisrael and starting a state there, starting a Medina there. And he bases it on the Agadata at the end of Maseches Ksubis, one of the Shvuos being Shaloyalu Bachomo, that the Bnei Yisrael took a shvua at some time in history based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that they won't go up en masse by force to Eretz Yisrael. So he bases much of his writings on that. There are many, many explanations of that Gemara by Rove of the Achronim, who assume that that Gemara is not authoritative in terms of this sugya of starting a state in 1948. Number one, it's an agadata. Number two, Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in one place that if there are two partners that make oaths together, once one partner violates their oath, so the other partner also is allowed to violate the oath. So they, the Umos HaOlam, one of the other oaths there, is that they won't subjugate us more than appropriate. And after all of history, especially after World War II, they obviously abrogated their oath, and therefore we're not bound by our oath, even if it is halacha gemara. But separate from that, Rav Meir Simcha, in a letter here, says that after the Balfour Declaration, the Shvua doesn't apply anymore, because the Umos HaOlam are giving us permission to have a homeland. And Memela, it's not Bachoma, it's not on force. This is many years, this is 30 years. This 30, when did he write this? He was nifter a couple of decades before the state, right, in the teens. Says the Meshech Chachma, first he talks about the galus of Eretz Yisrael. He says if you start open up a chumash, so you realize you can't go a perek, two prakim, without hearing about the galus of Eretz Yisrael. Halakba larka larachba, Yitzchak, Yaakov, line 5, miyom matan torasinu akadosho lo paska nevuah milatzavos al yeshiva aretz. The Chulu line 10. Vehikvod Hashem Yisbarach HaKvod Arat Yosher Miyal Kvodo Kaviyachol. Ad, amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, was more makbid on the covet of Eretz Yisrael than on his own covet. Because after all, by the Egel, he's Mochel Zayn. And by the Meraglim, he's not Mochel. They all have to die in the desert. He's more makbid on Eretz Yisrael's covet. And then he says, Miyom Shenivchru Tzion V'Yerushalayim. Once Tzion Yerushalayim were chosen, David Yishayo, Lo Paskim Milahavling Mitzvah Yishav Ares Lush Tatif Nafshem B'Charadas Kodesh Hashem B'Sochei Yerushalayim. Everybody tries to get there. The Chulu, and he talks about the importance and the focus and the Gemara's at the end of Ksubis where they rolled around in the dust. And just what's important for us now, on line 17, Amnam Ka'es Hasheisiba HaHashkacha Asher Ba'asifat HaMamachot Hanarot Bisan Ramo, right, that's the place where it was signed, the Balfour Declaration. Nitan Tzav Asher Be'eret Yisrael Tihiyela Am Yisrael. V'kivan Shesor Pachar HaShvuos, The shvuos, the pachad of the shvuos, have now been removed. Uberishayon hamalachim kama mitzvah yishev eretz yisrael shkula kenegad kol mitzvah shebatorah lim koma o mitzvah kol ish l'sayeh b'chol yichotu l'kayim mitzvah zu v'chulu v'chulu. I just brought that as a mashal to say another example where we see that the authority being given over by the Umos HaOlam has a halachic implication, even if one wants to say that Gemara is halachic at the end of Ksubis, but this would be a defense that it is no longer Shlo Yalu Bachoma. But either way, this is all number one. The Tosfos Yontif, who says the difference between Kivish and Chazaka is the difference between whether there was authority given or not. Problem is that the Rambam doesn't sound like the difference is focused on the Goyim's actions, whether they had Rishus to take it away from us or not. But it sounds like there's something inherently about Kibush or about Chazaka, not just about whether we have permission or not. The Tosfos Yontif is saying, well, Kibush inherently is without permission, and Chazaka is with. Okay, that's one idea. A second idea, suggested by Rav Soloveitchik in Al Hatshuva, says the Rav, page number 7, we're not going to read the whole piece, but the Rav said, isn't it interesting that as an introduction, that's why I read it from the beginning, as an introduction to the chiluk between Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shnia, the Rambam first tells us the difference between Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Shar Eretz Yisrael. And only after that, in that context, and that's what he's talking about in Hilchot Beis HaBechira, Kedushas Yerushalayim. And then he discusses Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shnia. Really, he should talk about this in Zrayim. That's where he mentioned it first. Kedusha Rishona, lo kishas lasalavo, Kedusha Shnia is kishas lasalavo. But he doesn't say, have his whole discussion over there. He waits till over here, after he mentions Kedushas Yerushalayim and Mikdash versus the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So then he mentions the difference between Yoshua and Ezra. As if this is a model, and we need to understand this distinction in order for them to then be able to understand the following distinction. So, says the Rav in Al HaTshuva, maybe that's the secret. What was the root of the Kedusha in Yoshua's time, and what about in Ezra's time? So let's just say the idea outside, and then we'll see the Rav's words. Fascinating, if you think about it, by Yoshua, the Kedusha radiated in. It started from the outside. They started by conquering lands. And they got Yericho, and they got little by little by little, they got more and more and more, closer and closer and closer. And even the time of Yeshua, they didn't even finish it. All the way until David and Shlomo. It was from out going in. By meaning, what was the Mekadesh? It was the Kibush. It was the conquering itself. And as they conquered, the Kedusha spread. Masha'en came by Ezra. What did Ezra do when he came up? Says the Rav, the first thing he did was Beis HaMikdash. The root of the Kedusha was Beis HaMikdash, was Yerushalayim, and then radiated out. Kedusha Shnia, Chazaka, why is that permanent? Why is that eternal? Because that's an outgrowth of Kedushas Mikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim. And just like Kedushas Yerushalayim is based on the Shekhinah, and that's why it's forever as compared to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Shnia of Ezra, that was an expansion of that Kedusha. That's eternal. That's why it's eternal Chazaka, says the Rav. And that's why you have this as a model to the Rishona versus Shnia. Bottom of where it says 302. Kedushas Mikdash Yashras HaShchina. Vizu I Efshalosh Etisbatel. Kedushas Mikdash is never batel. Kedushas Haaretz Shal Yoshua Haba Mikoach Kibush Bakoach Kovish Acher Mavatla. If it's based on conquering, that somebody else who conquers it back can be mavatel it. Aval Madua Lo Tisbatel Kedushas Ezra. Because Ezra was Chazaka. So what does Chazaka here mean? What's the difference, he asks. And then he asks our question, why does he talk about it here? What we mentioned. Let's just get to turn the page for a minute. Says the two pages, I'm sorry. Let's just read the end of it. Page 306. Kach she'eretz Yisrael niskatcha b'kibush od lefnei sh'aysa kedushas beis ha'bechira. Va'osa kedusha rishon by the kibush of Yoshua. Before they had a beis ha'mikdash, it was already niskadesh. Va'osa kedusha rishona kedushas Yehoshua ha'isa ba'kedusha shel kibush ha'batelim kibush ha'ba'acharav. One kibush gets rid of another kibush. V'lo haya ba'element ha'bechira she'kedusha sa eina b'teila olamis. It wasn't focused from within. But, b'mei Ezra, next column. Echnes katsha haris bimei Ezra bechazaka chazaka kishala atzma ina mekadeshes. It's not the chazaka itself. What does chazaka settlement mean? Settlement after we have a beis hamikdash, binyan mikdash, binyan beis habchira, who shekidesh eretz Yisrael from within to without. Hakadosh lo halcha hapa min ahekif min a periphery el amerkaz. It didn't go from the outside in el lahefich. Hakadosha hofia b'merkaz. It started at the center. Umin apnim pashta achutza k'ma'ayan noveya v'hitzifa es kol svivo Yerushalayim umisham hala es kol Eretz Yisrael asher niskatsha Eretz Yisrael kula. It went from out. So just like Yerushalayim is forever, so too kedusha shniyah, which started there, that's forever too. And that's the difference between, don't look at the physical acts of kibush versus chazaka. Kibush, you look at, kibush is a conquest, that just means the makadish was the kibush, and that's why it could be undone. But chazaka means settlement of the land after there was a Beis HaMikdash. Once there's a Beis HaMikdash, that's when the Kedusha could be expanded, and it's a much stronger Kedusha, that second time, a much deeper Kedusha, that could last forever. Okay, that is number two. Number one was the Tosas Yantif, given permission or not. Number two was the difference between, is it an outgrowth of Kedushas Yerushalayim and Mikdash, or something totally separate. Next, a third idea, which is kind of opposite of these ideas that we've mentioned, of this second idea. The second idea said that the Kedusha Shniyah was much stronger and deeper, and therefore it lasted. The Meshech Chachma has an exactly opposite explanation. Exact opposite. Says the Meshech Chachma, let's see a Gemara in Maseches Bechoros. Bechoros Taf Mem Zayin. Says the Gemara on the bottom. Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. Leviya shenishbeis o shenivala bi'ilaznus. You read this Gemara, you think, what are we talking about here? But says the Meshech Chachma, Leviya shenishbeis o shenivala bi'ilaznus, a Leviya, or an Eishes Levi that was captured or was nivala bi'ilaznus, nosnin la min ha-maiser, va'ocheles. She could still eat her miser. Remember, miser doesn't have kedusha. A Yisrael could eat miser rishon. It's just gezel levi. There's no iser in terms of mitzvah shemai. It's not like truma. So Levia, who's nivela lepasala, still she could eat her miser rishon. Va'ocheles. Ella koheness. Kivan. Sorry?
What's she puzzling?
She can't marry a kohen anymore. You develop a pasala, she has a halacha of a zona, possibly, for certain halachas.
There's no difference if she's a Yisrael.
If she's an Ashes Kohen.
She's a Leviya here.
Israelis cannot eat Maaser Rishon. She still has her status of Leviya regarding this halacha. Ella Kohenes, but an Ashes Kohen? Kivan Shim, the Ebola, or Kivan de Nibala, the Ebola, Havizara. Once a Kohenes is Nivela Pasala, she can't only not eat Truma anymore. She can't even eat Maaser Rishon. She doesn't even go down to the level of a Leviya. A Kohenes loses her status totally, while a Leviya would still have her status. Why? Kohenes is on a higher level. The greater they are, the harder they fall? Yes. Says the Meshech Chachma, quoting this Gemara as a mashal, that even she loses not only Kedusha's Kahuna, this Kohenes, but even Kedusha's Leviya. Quotes on page 12, says the Meshech Chachma, Nimsa, let's start where it says, where it's underlined. The Kibush Eretz Yisrael Haya Al Yedei Ha'aron. The first Kedusha, says the Meshech Chachma, that was the real Kedusha. That was the stronger and the deeper Kedusha. Yoshua going in after all, what led the way in the Kedusha Rishona? The Aron. The Aron went first. The Aron went into the Yardin first, and they split the Yardin. The Aron traveled ahead. Nimsa, the Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Haya de Aron. V'chein Beis HaMikdash, Haya de Gilu Shechina. There was Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash in Bais Rishon. V'lachein, Ki Chatu Yisrael, Paka Kedushasam Legamre. V'akilo Nichbishu. Because it was more delicate and special, it made it more fragile. Imagine a bigger balloon, when you pop it, makes a louder noise. Smaller balloon, no, doesn't make such a big explosion. A bigger balloon, the bigger it is. So it's even louder and loses even more. So says the Meshech Chachma, the first Kedusha was more special and more fragile And because it was bigger, that's why when it lost, it's like the Kohenes. It loses her Kedusha totally. Aval Bayesheni. Bayesheni wasn't so, quote-unquote, great to start with. The Gemara in Yuma says it was missing the five things. He didn't have an Aron Kodesh. He didn't have an Aron HaBris. He didn't have the Kruvim. He didn't have the Shechina. He didn't have the Eish. He didn't have all these things. That's a base of Migdash. The Gemara says in Yuma that some of the Zakenim remembered what the first one was like and they were crying while everybody was celebrating Binyan Bayesheni. Aval Bayesheni. Shalohaya Kibush Al Yedei Aron. Shalohaya Aron. O base of Migdash Lohaya Shechina. Kamosha Amr, like the Gemara says, Chamisha Doram Chasim Bayesheni. Im Kain Lohavia Kedusha Bromala Ad Kitifka Meashim Amon Vachurban. Lachain Adain Heim Bekedushas and Kaimin. Vavi Kalavia Shenival Abilas Nus. Tzlo Nifka Kedushas Lavia. The first one was greater, and that's why it didn't last. Once it was gone, it was gone. The second one, it wasn't so fragile. When you have something that's very special and very like glass, very fancy glass, it could break. You have the low level glass, it's like it's fake. So it's fake. You could drop on the floor. Nothing's going to happen to it.
This isn't the Rambam.
He wants to say this.
No, but it's not. He doesn't talk about Chazaka versus Kedusha.
He doesn't call that, but
the fragility isn't.
I'm saying, but he's.
The Rambam doesn't say that Chazaka is fragile.
I'm saying, but it could be Kibush means. He doesn't say quote the words of the Rambam, but Mefarshim Achronim say maybe this is what the Rambam means. By Kibush, it is more of a serious conquest with the Aron in the front, 7 years, and you have the Urban Tumim splitting up. Shev Shekib, Shev Shechilku. That's a more serious one. Mashenki in the second one. And that's why he says, what is this doing in Parshas Beshalach? I didn't mention where it was. What is it doing in Parshas Beshalach? Because Chazal Darshan, Vizeo Sha'amar, in the second column, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, that's Bia Rishona. Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa. Only the first one, Hashem's name is mentioned. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Zubia Rishona. Pirish Depam Rishon, Sha'idei Hashem, Gilu Shechina V'Aron. Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa, Zubia Shnia. Sha'isa below Aron and below Gilu Shechina. And that's why it doesn't say that. But by the second one, Tvi'eim Ovesidim Apar Nachalascha. We're planted here because we didn't have Hashem. Machon L'shivtecha Pa'alta Hashem. Why is it Muchan Mikdash? He continues, he puts it into the Psukim. But this is the Meshech HaKadosh. If you think about it, it's an exact opposite approach of the Rav. The Rav says that the first one versus the second one was higher Kedusha. And it was deeper and it flowed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meshech HaKadosh would say, no, the first one had HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first one had the Aron. And that's why, once it was lost, it was lost. These are three ideas that we have. You're right, the Meshech HaKadosh does not mention the Rambam. We're putting this into the Rambam. But the three ideas, the difference in Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shnia, either because of the Rishus given by the Umos HaOlam, is it because of whether it radiated in or radiated out, or is it because of the Levia Kohenes Masho, relating to the higher it is, maybe the greater they fall. Okay, just to end with two other more hashkafic drash ideas. The first one from the Shuvas Makom Shmuel. If you look in the Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha, in Shuvas Daf Tezayin, he quotes the Shuvas Makom Shmuel, who explains that maybe it's totally on the Averis that we did each time. As we know, Churban Bayis Rishon was for the big three, one of them being Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, Kilu Kafra B'chala Tarakula. If we're made for our part of the deal, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made for his part, there's no more Kedusha. The Yisrael B'mikdash Rishon Bitlu Atnai. The Amrina B'yoma, the Gemara says in Yuma, Shabayas Nechra Misham Shaya Bohem Avodah Zarah Gilei Reis Shvichas Damim. Imkein Kishet Esbatel Atnai Nesbatel Gama Maisa the Kibush. Everything's gone. Second Beis HaMikdash. You're right, in some ways we say it was worse than Aschinam. We're still suffering from it. But it's not Kukofer B'chala Tarakula. And therefore, Niskayim Atanai Shem Ruchuki Hashem, we had to go into Galus. We were deserving. May a Hechrich Shiskayim Gama Maisa Shihar Is Lanu B'Chazaka Shechziku Bo B'Yimei Ezra V'Lo Niskasha B'Kedush Rishon. Okay, maybe it's totally on the Averis. But the Rav himself gives another Al Pidrush approach based on what he said earlier. Based on what he said earlier. This is found all the way at the end, the last few pages of Rav Shechter's Mipnini HaRav. The last few pages, he discusses this this approach, where he says, and it has to do again with Maimon Har Sinai, which we're in the Parshias right now. He starts off, again, some of it, see on the bottom, he quotes, Maimon Zeh Bagadu Tzir Shal Kameh and Yonim Sheneschad Shuli, some of it is from the Rav Soloveitchik, and some of it is from Rav Shechter's own Hosafos. We know that there's a difference between Tashmishe Mitzvah and Tashmishe Kedusha. Tashmishe, the Gemara Brisa says in Masechas Megillah. Items, objects used for mitzvahs, anything that has to do with the ksav of Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah, tefillin boxes. So all of that is called Tashmishei Kedusha. It has inherent Kedusha, and Memela, it has to be buried. Masha'en Kein, Tzitzis, Shofar, Lulav, Sukkah, any of those do not have to be buried. Doesn't require Geniza. It has to be disposed of properly. But it's Nisrakin because it's not connected to the Ksav of Torah. That's a chiluk that we know. Tashmishei Mitzvah versus Tashmishei Kedusha. Said the Rav, Os Beis, this is why Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses have Kedusha. Because of the Torah at the center of it. If there's no Torah in a shul, said the Rav, it lacks a certain element of Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. If there's no Aron in a Beis HaMikdash, that's what is the source of all the Kedusha. And that's what explains the Rav. Even if by Yeshiva you say there was no Aron, you're right, there was no Aron above ground. Why was it that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built Bayis Rishon, he built underground cavities, and Yoshio hid the Aron down there because he foresaw the Churban, right? The Romans, right, the Nebuchadnezzar and the Romans by Sheni, there was no Aron taken. Why? Because the Aron's still underground in the Kodesh Kodashim. Why do you need that? Because it makes no sense, said the Rav, to have a Beis HaMikdash without an Aron there. Because the Aron is the Mekadesh, the Luchos HaBris, inside the Aron is the Mekadesh of Beis HaKnesses, of Beis HaMikdash. And therefore it had to be there, even in Bayis Sheni, or else there wouldn't be the concept of Beis HaMikdash or Beis HaKnesses. Okay. That is part one. But now, the Rav and Rav Shachter get into, on page Shin Lamed Vav, the Rambam's Chiluk of Kibush and Chazaka. Together, Kedusha Sa'aretz. V'sricha Ma'avin, Inyan Zeh, what's the Chiluk? What's the Chiluk between Kibush and Chazaka? V'chein Tzarech Iyan, he says, if all Kedusha flows from the Kedusha Sa'Torah, as we just explained, then watch them. Even Kedusha Eretz Yisrael flows from the Kedusha Sa'Torah. So, Heichan Yesh B'Kedusha Sa'aretz Shoresh of Kedusha Sa'Torah. So, the Ayin Sham, he says, look in the yard side shear, where the Rav said, Sha'akiba Shalonasai de Ha'oran Valuchos. As the Rav said in number two that we mentioned earlier, the root Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was the Aron, as Yeshua ben Nun went. Right? He took the Aron, I'm sorry, this is putting together, I'm getting ahead of myself. The Meshech Chachma said that the Aron was what took them through in Bayis Rishon. But either way, the Rav is saying that all Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael has to do with the Aron and the Luchos HaBris. Bayis Rishon or Bayis Sheni. One, his chiluk was that it either went in or went out. But Nimsa Shamikdash Shamakadish La'aretz B'Kedusha Rishon Ha'isa HaTorah. HaTorah Shebechsav. The Aron, the Luchos that they were bringing in, that was the Makadesh of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rav, Kibush versus Chazaka, what does that mean? What does that mean? So again, this is Alderach Drush. Says the Rav, the first Kibush was a Bechina of Torah Shebechsav. Yeshua ben Nun was the star pupil of Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave us Torah Shebechsav, who gave us the Luchos. The Luchos were the ones that were moving. And the Luchos was the center of Mikdash Rishon. So Torah Shebechsav, once it was taken out, once Bnei Yisrael went out, so that Kedusha could be batel. But second Kedusha, is when? Is Ezra. That's Torah Shebal Peh. Why is it Torah Shebal Peh all of a sudden? We're just saying words. No, what happened between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni? The story of Purim. What happened in the story of Purim? Hadar Kiblu Abimei HaShveirosh. What does Chazal say? And again, this is all here, other sources. What does Chazal say? What would they makabal Abimei HaShveirosh? They already got the Torah. What do they have to be makabal again? So, the Medrash says Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Because originally, as we know, the famous question of Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos, why did Bnei Yisrael have to say, what's Bnei Yisrael say, Natsav Nishma? Why did they have to be forced? Kafal Amar Kagigas. So the Medrash says they were ready to accept Torah Shebechsav. Torah Shebal Peh, no way. It's too much. It's too hard. Kadosh Baruch had to force them to accept Torah Shebal Peh. But later on in history, Hadar Kiblu Abimei HaShveirosh, what they accepted by force earlier, they accepted willingly Bimei HaShveirosh. That was right before Bayis Sheni. So now, once Bnei Yisrael accepted Torah Shebal Peh, so now that could also be the Makadesh. The Kedusha of Torah Shebal Peh, and that is eternal. Torah Shebal Peh is never, the Kedusha never stopped, and it never stops expanding and expanding and expanding. It's forever. And he says beautifully, just to end with this, he says, unbelievable. We have one Gemara in Masech, this is on Shin Lamed Zayin now. One Gemara in Masech has Moed Katan Daf Chavav, which says that if Rachman al-Islan, somebody sees a Sefer Torah that's being destroyed, you have to tear two Kriyas. Achas al-Gvil, v'achas al-Aksav. One on the parchment, and one on the writing. Somebody sees a Sefer Torah being ripped. Chas v'shalom. Rachmana litzlan. One on the Ksav and one on the Gvil. Because they're both being destroyed. Ask Rav Shechter, but 1 minute. We all know the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Shradion in Masechet Avodah Zarah. He's wrapped in the Sefer Torah. And his Talmidim say, Rebbe, what do you see? He says, the cloth is burning. The letters are flying up to Shamayim. Letters are flying up to Shemayim. What do you mean? We just said when a Torah is destroyed, you have to tear for two. You have to tear for the Ksav, and you have to tear for the Klaf and for the Ksav. But Rabbi Shadrin said that the Ksav isn't destroyed. It goes up to Shemayim. So what is the Ksav destroyed or not destroyed? So says Rabbi Shadrin on the last page, Ubipshuto Hayanir Lachalek, Bein Torah Shebichsav, Bein Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, that's on the physical parchment. That could be destroyed. But the Torah Shebal Peh Shebo, that can never be destroyed. And that's what Rabbi Chanina Metradyu was talking about. He was the Baal HaMesorah of Torah Shebal Peh. One of the Asar HaRigei Malchus. See, both the Rabbi Chanina Metradyu and Abba Bishoy and Sefer Torah Munach Lo Becheiko. Bevadi, he was darshaning. He was one of the Tanoim. He was darshaning Torah Shebal Peh. And that's Osios Parchos Ba'avir. And that's what he quotes now. The Rav said, Kedusha Rishona was from the Kedusha of the Torah Shebichsav, what they had accepted willingly. So that's Nitfasa Bechur, but it could be destroyed. Just like the Ksav could be destroyed, you have to do a Kri on it. Masha'enkin, Kedusha Shnia. That's the Kedusha of Torah Shebal Peh. And the letters, Osius Parchas Bavir, that can never get destroyed. And that Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael lasts forever. And yes, Yeshua Ben Nun also had Torah Shebal Peh. But we didn't accept it willingly until later on in history. And therefore it could only be a Makadesh of our land, of Eretz Yisrael, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land, until it was fully developed and we accepted it willingly. Hotar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh. Right? Shloshim Yom Lefei Achag. We still have Purim Divrei Torah that we can mention. This is a great idea to mention at the Purim Suda, by the Torah Shebachsav, Torah Shebal Peh. But this is the Rav's idea. Again, 5 ideas related to the Rambam, the 3 Lamdish ideas, and the last 2 related to the Chatoim, or related to the Kedusha of Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue next week with Bez Hashem, Sugi related to Meseches Temura, as the end of this week finishes Meseches Arachim.